Welcome back to IndyCan Radio. This is the We're All Here Because We're Not All There show. We're going to be in Ottawa, back in Toronto, back in Ottawa, sort of in Halifax, and of course on the West Coast as well. 15 years of Tea Party, a great solo career, works as a producer, some news. We've got Douglas talking to Jeff Martin and some of his music. Wait for that. First, live at IndyCan, here we go.
Hi, this is David Skolton. I'm here with Chris Pope and Ian Sherwood from Down With The Butterfly. This song is called The Polar Bear Song.
And our sons, and their daughters will deal with the water that we leave them. And they'll look back on their great-grandfathers and wonder what in the hell we were at. Gather round, let me tell you kids about the greatest beast that ever lived. He was far greater than the unicorn, 'cause that was just a horse with a narwhal's horn. And apparently there were monsters in the sea, but the great white bear was a fact and he roamed free. He was the size of a truck and the color of light, and there was nary a beast that would fight the great white. He had a magical coat that he wore all the time, and in the cold, cold, he felt fine. He was king in a world of ice, and as long as the water froze, he never thought twice. Oh, but then one day it all melted away, and the seals didn't come around, and the fish didn't come around, and the whole damn kingdom ran aground when the air got warmer. Sons and their daughters will deal with the water that we leave them, and they'll look back on their great-grandfathers and wonder what in the hell.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have with me Chris Pope and Ian Sherwood of Down With The Butterfly. Glad you could join us, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us, Joe.
We're on the phone through the wonders of modern technology. We just heard a song that three of you recorded in Ottawa, the Polar Bear song.
Yep.
And I'm talking to you from Toronto, and you're in Halifax.
Yes, we are.
Amazing but true. Now, this Polar Bear song, in fact, all of these songs we're going to hear are a departure from what I know to be, you know, sort of down with the butterfly type music. But what fantastic songs. This Polar Bear song, I mean, a lot of people have taken stabs at the problem our Earth is having, but this this could be the most remarkable one I've heard to date.
Wow. Thanks.
I'll gush for Dave.
You well, know, and Dave, that's, yeah, Dave came up with that song, and we just sort of helped him put it together, and, but we got to give the credit to Dave on that one, because he really did a fantastic job writing that song, and I know what you mean, because you know, you hear songs that are written about serious topics, but sometimes it's hard to take it serious, because maybe, you know, you're not into the music, or maybe it's worded in a cheesy way or is cliche, but I feel like Dave really did a great job writing these lyrics, and I can just, like, close my eyes and picture everything.
Yeah, that was actually the first time I'd ever played the song.
Yeah.
No kidding, eh?
Yeah, that was a real stripped-down version, but that's... we're sort of into that lately, capturing things right when it's just... when everybody's barely hanging on because it's so new. Is a really fun way to record.
you get a genuine sound, you know, like a high energy sound, yeah, as opposed to, you know, technically perfect, but maybe emotionally tired.
Yeah, and you're sort of reaching in the depths of your soul for the, like, to pull out whatever it is you can do in that period of time when it's so fresh. It's really exposing how you are as a player and how the overall sound is going to turn out of the song itself and of the session.
For those of you who don't know, Dave Scholes, who isn't with us in this interview, he's eel fishing right now, is that right?
He is.
Part of Atlantic music life is day jobs, right?
Well, and the irony is that Dave is from just outside Ottawa. And now, but he lives in Halifax, of course. So.
But he looks more like a fisherman than the rest of you.
Yeah.
I can picture him with a big yellow hat on, you know, and the big yellow jacket, you know. When he's got his full beard going, anyway.
Well, Ian comes from a construction family, and I come from a farm family. And Dave's out eel fishing.
Yeah, who knew that was the makings of great Canadian music?
Yeah, exactly.
And what can you tell us about Truth in Sky? Where'd that song come from?
Okay, well, that song is actually about Dave's hometown, where he's from. So it's just a small little town outside Ottawa. It's about 45 minutes or an hour east of Ottawa. And I think he sort of felt like he didn't really have a whole lot to hang on to there. Other than his family, there was nothing really keeping him there. I think when he finished high school, he was really excited to get out, because in the opening line, he says, "I grew up in a small town of strangers." And I think that line really says a lot.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people can probably relate to that line, too.
Well, sure. You know, everyone thinks of small towns as everyone feels like they belong, but that's not necessarily so.
No.
And I think, you know, Dave has settled down, got married here, and bought a house, and living in Halifax. Like, you know, it's sort of funny. You can tell that he feels much more at home here.
Yeah, he was a blue noser at birth. He just didn't know it.
Just didn't know it, yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, this is David Skolton. I'm here with Chris Pope and Ian Sherwood from Down with the Butterfly. We're going to play a song called Truth in Sky.
Mm-hmm. up in a small town of strangers, but I had a home. I walk the lane in the dark and the danger, but it's worth being alone. Truth and sky are bright tonight, and the cold keeps me sharp. Close my eyes, I'm alive, and the cold keeps me sharp. And the cold keeps me sharp. Sting my eyes, but I'm alive. And the cold keeps me sharp. And the cold keeps me sharp. Keeps me sharp, and the cold keeps me sharp, and the cold keeps me sharp.
A little bit about music life on the East Coast.
Yeah, sure. We certainly can.
Now, I found it different than anywhere I've ever been, just in terms of the sense of community people have, the willingness to help out on each other's projects, just for the pure love of making the music better.
Yeah.
What's your take on the Halifax indie scene?
Well, when I moved here about 3.5 years ago, and I never really imagined that the music community was like it was. I mean, it's not, you had to sort of find it, you had to dig for it, and you had to be sort of involved with it before all these things started becoming exposed. Like, when you started playing shows with other local bands and getting to know everybody, and then all of a sudden you're just part of the community. It didn't take long either. That was the crazy thing. And then, so you're friends with all these people, and people are, there's a lot of solo singer-songwriters, and of course they're looking to collaborate with other people, like other guitar players and drummers and bass players. So you have a lot of the people playing on everybody's record. And that's why it really works. Then you also have a lot of different bands, like full-on bands, are like individual singer-songwriters will be, you know, will make up an entire band and then go off and do all their solo projects. So it makes for a lot of like incestuous stuff.
Very much so. Like for instance, I mean, you were touring with Jen Grant. You've worked with a number of different artists, haven't you, Chris?
Yep. Yeah. And Tanya Davis is just about ready to release her CD. She's having her CD released here June 19th in Halifax, so we're really excited about that.
And Don Brownrigg, who we love at Indie Canto.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I guess with Jen, and I recently have been working with Caledonia, and I'm just playing guitar on their record, and I'm probably going to do a couple tours with them and see how that goes. The last song is called All My Colors. This song is influenced by a very special Canadian artist, and we'll see if the listeners can pick out who that influence is.
Oh, the challenge is on.
Yep.
Wow.
And if so, you win a free IndieCan hat.
Okay, which we'll have to make. And we'll send them a Down with the Butterfly CD as well.
Perfect.
Because the hat might be cardboard. Okay, so you guys get on the road again soon, okay?
Will do.
I miss you, and thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us,
Joe. Thanks, Joe.
This is David Skolton, Chris Pope, and Ian Sherwood. We are three quarters of Down with a Butterfly. The song's called All My Colors. Thank you, IndieCan.
Thanks, Doug and Joe.
One, two, inside my head that comes from the part of me that's already dead. He's got his own dark eyes, all he sees is the dust, not the road ahead. Just wants to go home and join with the source that his body came from, but he's trapped in my bones and he matches my steps and dreams of being alone. Inside my chest, bursting and sparkling and feeling blessed. It's the best, and I think it's connected to a similar force inside of you. That our bodies came from, there's something there in our bones. See, we need each other, and it's worth it to not be alone. Thank you.
stranger to me. 11 Brazilians who just want to go home. Plenty of luggage, what's in it, I wonder. Could it be some fish, maybe your daughter? I'm a busy man with busy things to do. I can't wait, I got places to be. I know the foreign first timers, the lovely people, but annoying to me. I've been friendly, I've been waiting all fucking day.
How's it going? It's Joe Shithead from the band The Rebels. You know what? You better stay where you are. Stay right where you are. You're listening to IndyCan Radio.
Place me.
The gas to MDO Young, of course, Robbie Ross.
night. Whoa, whoa, you've got it going on tonight.
I don't know how many lions are in Acres of Lions, but that's what they sound like. It's a band from Victoria. They're part of New Music West, going on the West Coast at the time I was recording this. Wish I could be there, everyone. I'm there in spirit, that's for sure. And before that, also West Coast, DOA's Joey Keithley and his band of rebels. DOA is 30 years old this summer. And 30 years is really the birth of DIY in Canada, do-it-yourself band management and recording. Back in episode 48, which you can find in our archives at indiecan.com, we spent the whole day with Joey Keithley. In fact, the reason we did, there were some similarities with some... funny technological problems that happened in this show too, but we'll be getting to that. Yes, on deck we still have Jeff Martin, and before DOA, let's just try to keep my act together here. Apollo Effect, part of the Hamilton Spring Music Festival. That song was 11 Brazilians. Loved the song for a long time. I have no idea what it means, but it's great music. And celebrating Toronto Independent Music Awards, just because we're in a festive kind of mood, we're going to Groenya, who, say what you will about her name, listen to this voice. Someone from the 905, she's got something to say, and she's working on some new stuff. I saw her at the supermarket recently, and her band and her family. Maybe we have an Irish theme going on here. Anyway, Groenya.
Scary. I'm Douglas. Coming up, an interview with Jeff Martin. But before we get to that, we're going to play a couple of tracks off the Exile in the Kingdom CD of Jeff's. The first song is called The World is Calling, followed by The Kingdom.
You. So hear the voices. This is Ian Sherwood of Down with the Butterfly, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Now, your show is going to include an interview that I haven't heard yet with Jeff Martin.
Wow, oh, cool. That's awesome.
We almost played with him.
That's hilarious. He knows our band.
Yeah.
Yeah, my cousin just went and saw him at the Playhouse in Fredericton.
Yeah.
He's doing a solo tour with a percussionist.
Yeah.
And said it was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
But we were a huge Tea Party band when we were younger.
Kingdom's calling. We are the love.
set this up for you. In the interview at the very beginning and at the tail end, you'll hear Jeff refer to a little bit like deja vu and we all bust a gut. You got to imagine, I am a klutz. We're doing the interview. I have a new piece of equipment that I'm recording on and I'm getting familiar with it. I pushed the pause button about a minute into the interview. We do this interview. We've only got 15 minutes, people. I'm in my car listening to this interview and it's not there. Jeff Martin and Tina, being the wonderful people that they are, were very, very gracious and understanding and allowed us to retake this interview. Just another fine example of what a great guy Jeff really is. I can't say enough about him. I was a huge fan of Jeff Martin's before this interview, and I'm a bigger fan now. So without further delay, you can laugh at me too now. Here is the Jeff Martin interview.
Thank you, Jeff, very much for having us.
Yeah, Douglas, it feels like deja vu, doesn't it?
I will explain that to you as a fool in a while. Thanks so much for having us again.
Yes, right.
So, you went to Ireland, you have a new band, you have a new album coming out.
Mm-hmm.
How's Ireland been? What's it been like?
Ireland's treating me very well. It's a sanctuary, you know, of sorts, you know, because, you know, the rock and roll lifestyle, to a certain point, doesn't change much, you know, so it's necessary to have that balance in life and be able to hear yourself think. And it was, you know, many years during the Tea Party days where I would go over to Ireland and visit my dear friend Roy Harper, the musician, and it was always a visit that seemed to re-energize me and recharge my passions about music and my passions about the mysteries of life and everything. You know, Ireland's that kind of place. And, you know, then you go back into the quote-unquote real world and you get somewhat disillusioned, you know, and especially with the end of the Tea Party, like even the last couple of years of the band's existence, I was getting very disillusioned with the whole thing and I was losing, you know, the will. I was losing my passion to, you know, to make music, you know, and it was all turning into this big business and everything else. And it was just like, man, this is not why I started doing this, you know. And, you know, the breakup happens, I left the band, and I had an open ticket. It's like, okay, man, you know, you got your family, you got your, you know, your independence again, you know, you can do what thou wilt, you know. What are you going to do, you know, and where do you want to go? And Ireland just, it seemed right. I mean, it was a big step, a big move, you know, somewhat frightening, you know. But the moments we got there, the moment we landed, was the moment that everything started to make sense again and everything felt right again and the passion came back again. And, you know, so here we are.
So you go end up with 2 years of touring, doing solo, doing like a solo tour and self-exploration, I guess. And
yeah, well, you know.
Retouching bass again.
The thing was, is I needed to strip it all down. I needed to strip it all away. I mean, the Tea Party became, you know, it was a very big, you know, rock and roll monster, you know. And I'm proud of it, you know, I'm proud of what we achieved. Mm-hmm. But the thing was, is that I needed to find out, okay, why? Why am I doing this? Like, and what makes me click and everything? So one way of doing that is distill, you know, your own art, like an alchemist would, you know, and everything. And so, you know, I did a musical alchemy of sorts, and I distilled it down to acoustic music. And, you know, I did some great things with, like, Ritesh Das and the Toronto Tableau Ensemble. And then, you know, my friendship now with Wayne Sheehy, who's also, he's from Ireland and, you know, considered one of the best percussionists in the world. Him and I have a strong connection. And this acoustic thing that we've been doing around the world has been so enjoyable because it's like, you know, you're falling in love with the reason for music again, you know, because it's so primal, you know. There's no bells and whistles, man. This is it, you know. But the thing is that, you know, you do that for 2.5 years, 3 years, you go around the world, and it's all great, but then all of a sudden, you know, about 5 months ago, there's an itch. It's like, you know, where's that Les Paul again, you know? Where's that old Marshall, you know? What does that sound like again? It's like, rang, you know, the big sound. It's like, okay, yeah, I want it back, you know? And now I can go back into it, The new record that Wayne and I have recorded, the band will be called The Armada. The record will be called The Armada. And it is, for me, what I remember the best moments of the Tea Party being are back again. And so it's a big, bouncy, sexy, exotic rock record. And, you know, we're going to go around the world for 2 years. We're going to go to war.
That's awesome news. It's really, yeah. That's, I'm so glad to hear that. Mm. People should know that you've been like so busy. I mean, you've not only have you had the CDs that you've had coming out and the DVD coming up, but you've been finding lots of time to I don't know where you've been finding the time, but producing with
Tenth Planet.
And other bands.
Yes, a band from Calgary called Lyceum. And also just recently, just last week, as a matter of fact, the opening act tonight here in Ottawa is Gregory Vitale and Simon Jones, and the great singer-songwriters, and they were over in Ireland, and we're completing a record as well. So, the studio that we've created in Ireland, it's a very magical place, you know, and just a lot of great things coming out of it, so...
Yeah, and usually it's all new management. You're really in control of everything that you're doing now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was a big learning curve for me because, I mean, obviously with the Tea Party... I mean, we were managed by SRO, which is a great, great management company, Ray Daniels and Rush and, you know, all that stuff, right? And that was a big machine, you know? And when I left that, there was a lot of things to learn, you know, because I was used to being just taken care of, you know? And now I had to take care of things myself. I made mistakes, you know? But, you know, hopefully you learn from those mistakes. And the situation that I put in place now is solid, you know? And I feel the confidence that I can actually go back into, you know, the big rock and roll circus and be confident that everything will be taken care of and I can just concentrate on my arts again, you know?
So. Yeah, there's something to be said for that, and that focus and being true to your nature and your soul and the music.
Yeah.
And where that gets you. I mean, you're a stellar example of that motto.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, when Tea Party came out, you were, it was Nirvana days.
Yeah, well, that's true, you know.
And here comes this young band with this, I don't know, Turkish, Iranian...
Well, you know, there was a bit
string
of...
stuff in there.
There was a bit of that, you know, but I mean, you know, to be fair, and like, you know, to actually be fair to the critics, you know, at the time, right? I mean, you know, Splendor Solace, you know, it was, you know, it was like, if I heard it and I wasn't in the band, you know, I'd say, well, that's Jim Morrison singing in Led Zeppelin. And I would also say, that's fucking great, you know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
So, you know, I mean, and you know, and that's why it kind of stood out, you know, because every band and their dog were trying to emulate Nirvana and do the grunge thing in 1993 when we came out. And so, yeah, that's why we really stood apart, and EMI took a risk, you know, on this band, this sound, and lo and behold, there was an audience, you know, a massive one. So it was great. It was a great trip.
Well, I'm so glad that you've been sticking to your guns and doing what you do best, and I know I'm a huge fan, Jeff Martin fan, always have been.
Thanks.
And I'm really excited about tonight's show and looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to your new tour with the new band, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Armada will be coming soon. So hopefully the record will drop, you know, the beginning of the fall, and immediately after that, so hopefully in October, we will be going across the country with the Armada and pillaging as we do. So,
Any words for any upcoming artists?
Yes. You know, if you're an independent artist, which we all start off as, you know, the thing is it's a bit of a cliche, but you have to, you know, remain true to yourself, true to your vision. And, you know, as Carl Jung said, you know, you must follow your bliss. So.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff Martin, for having us.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed my time with you, and I'll let you get back to what you're doing.
But deja vu, you know, do you feel that?
There's a story, and I'm going to let you know all about that.
Yeah. Cool interview, great music, funny story. That seems to get around here. Anyway, love this show. What we're listening to is more Down with the Butterfly. This is from their full-length debut album. Get it, enjoy it. I know I have. This is the song Tanks. Be good to each other. We're all in this together. We'll see you next week. Thanks for spending some time.
chickens and cows. They all got so big so fast, somebody knows how. But nobody saw it coming. Nobody saw it coming.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.